You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. We are now weeks away from Mother's Day, and our society each year thinks freshly about how mothers and daughters interact and the importance. And I want on this broadcast to tell you about a new book put out by a pair of authors, Courtney Bullard and Shauna Pilgreen, that is outstanding on this topic. And to tell you more about it on the program today, we welcome Courtney Bullard, who is founder and director of ID Ministries. Courtney, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Hi, thank you, Brian. It's so good to be here and to be a part of this today.
Now, just to set the stage for our discussion about your new book, what is ID Ministries for those who are not familiar with it?
Sure, ID Ministries, it stands for Individually Designed Ministries. And we've been a ministry that has been up and running for over 10 years now. And our main purpose is reaching teen girls and helping them find true love through Jesus Christ. And so we do weekend retreats primarily, where we go into churches, and it's a Friday-Saturday type deal overnight, and where we talk about just really the main issues that teen girls struggle with. So really just finding their identity in Christ and replacing truth about what God says about them versus lies the world tries to tell them. And talk about modesty and dating and purity and mean girls and all the things that they're just faced with on a daily basis. And what's neat is that God's actually been expanding it, where we have been doing preteen retreats and mother-daughter retreats as well.
Outstanding. Well, it sounds like God is really using you in a mighty way to confront with love big needs out there. Now, the book is called The Same Page, Living Your Happily Ever After. Courtney, could you talk about what is the book and why did you and Shauna decide to write it?
Yeah, well, it's a fairy tale. And we wrote it because somewhere along the way, we feel like, you know, fairy tales were kind of, they kind of stopped being written for women and girls as we get older. And so it's a fairy tale, it's fiction, it's set in medieval time. But there are definitely truths throughout it of what God says about you. And so what's neat about it is it's actually a flip book. And so it's two points of view told. It's the same story pretty much. And so one side of the story is told from a daughter's perspective, and then you flip it over, and it's the exact same story told from a mom's point of view. And they literally and figuratively arrive on the same page. And what's neat is, you know, they start from opposite ends of the spectrum and not seeing each other, not understanding one another. And then throughout the story, they really begin just to understand where each other is coming from. And then in the middle, there are journal questions, and that the mom is encouraged to answer on her own. The daughter is encouraged to answer her side, and then encouraged to go over their answers together. So Shauna and I, our prayer is that, you know, God will really use this book, The Same Page, that it will be a tool that will restore relationships, that will open up doors of communication, and it's just neat to see what God's already been doing and using, and how he's using this book.
Outstanding. And the book is now available?
It is. It's now available, and you can find it. There's actually on our website. It's called thesamepagebook.com. And the neat thing about our website, not only can you purchase the book there, but it's also interactive. So you can interact with the characters that are in the book, and then you also can go in and tell your story and how God had, you know, has used this book in your life with you and your daughter. And the neat thing is that it's really for girls of all ages. I mean, we've seen girls as young as 5 and 6 years old that have enjoyed reading it, all the way up to, we had a lady in her 80s this last week told us that, you know, just even reading through the story, she's realized that, you know, that she's been living her happily ever after all along. So it's neat to see, really. I mean, if you're female, it's a great read that, you know, God can really speak to you through it.
Outstanding. I have read the book. In fact, my wife insisted I read it, and we have daughters, and it was with great interest I read it. And the twists and turns in it, surprised me in ways I wasn't expecting, and it was challenging as well. So I appreciate you and Shauna coming together to write this book. Now, let's turn the conversation a bit to the topic of young women. You know, we have the Oklahoma Ladies Retreat hosted by the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma coming up, and really, women's ministry has become as critical as ever. Courtney, in your experience and work, what are some of the key issues you've seen young women, particularly teenage girls, facing today?
You know, Brian, what's interesting is that, you know, it seems like each generation, girls are the same everywhere. And no matter what their age is, I mean, they all are just, I mean, longing to be seen and to be noticed and to know that they're loved and accepted and that, you know, that they have a purpose. And what's neat is that even though we're all the same, we all, you know, desire those things, and, you know, the enemy just continues to try to tell us lies about who we are. And, you know, with teen girls, it really goes back to knowing who they are and knowing the truth about what God says about them, because it's just amazing what they're thrown at, and the things that are thrown at them each day, and the lies that they're told. And, you know, I feel like we have a generation that they're seeking, and there's a lot of deception and lies out there, and just not knowing who they are or who to listen to. And so, man, my mission is just to let them know the truth about who they are and what God says about them and the plans that he has for them and who, how he originally created them to be. And so, it's just neat though to see, you know, I feel like generations, they're coming together, and so it's just an honor to be a part of that.
Well, you're doing great work, and you know, I've heard Kelly King, the BGCO Women's Ministry Specialist, talk about those same issues. It seems like today our young girls' hearts are so exposed to too much too soon, and that harsh culture climate out there seeks to tear away from the things God wants for them, and you're intentionally building them up. I thought it came across well on the pages of your book as well. You see that the young lady, for example, her desires had to be reoriented, and many of these good desires were just being twisted to something else, but God could bring it back, the true king. Could you talk about that, the reorienting of the heart and desire?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and you know, you said the true king, and I mean, he really is. And one of the things that throughout the book, the mom and the daughter, they just receive truths about, you know, just reminders of, you know, what God says about them. And so definitely we talk about just, I mean, one of the ways that God describes himself is King Elroy, who is the God who sees, and that he sees them. And, you know, and really, you know, getting to the heart of it and, you know, just helping these young ladies guard their heart. Because, you know, it says in God's word that it's the wellspring of life and that we're to guard it and protect it. And so there's so many things that are tugging for their attention and their time and just pulling the strings at their heart. And so we want to be proactive in just getting to them and the truth and praying for them and just getting to the heart of it, like you said.
Outstanding. The book is called The Same Page. Courtney, give us the website one more time.
Yeah, sure. It's thesamepagebook.com. And then you also can find it on Amazon and Tate Publishing website. It's on there as well. And so it's just a great read. And we love people's feedback. It's just neat. You know, I feel like we're not supposed to walk alone, and that we need each other. And so it's really encouraging just to see just how God is using it and, you know, bringing us together and uniting us. And so I would just encourage people to even go to the website and to tell their story and what God's doing in their life, because you never know how one person can encourage another through the story that God is writing for you.
Excellent. Well, I commend you for writing it. I congratulate you that it is released and available. The timing is excellent with Mother's Day around the corner. I also would encourage our listeners, if you needed resources on women's ministry for your church, to go to bgco.org and look at the women's ministry tab for that. Courtney, thank you again for coming on Messenger Insight, telling us a little bit about ID Ministries and a lot about what is at stake in the battle for women in today's culture and what God wants for them. Blessings to you.
Thank you so much. It's an honor. So thank you, Brian.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.